Thank you, Chair. We are supportive of the intent of paragraph 17 and the balance it seeks to strike between the proposals we have considered and identify those weapons which are per se prohibited under IHL. We agree with the Swiss Ambassador that paragraph 17 and 18 could represent the most significant progress for this group. For this reason, we think it is critical that the relevant paragraphs best reflect the two-tier approach in a manner that is capable of securing consensus. In this regard, we appreciate that states will have to compromise and that paragraph 17 will unlikely to be perfect for any one state. And we hope that states will be able to do so in order to progress our considerations of this critical issue. For Australia, we consider that paragraph 17 could more clearly delineate between those weapons which are prohibited per se under IHL and limitations on the use of other weapons under IHL. For us, paragraph 17 should concentrate on those autonomous weapons which are per se prohibited. To this end, we consider that a number of the textual amendments put forth by the distinguished representative of the United States are helpful in clarifying existing ambiguities in the text. We note the comments made by the Russian delegate in terms of the application of IHL rules to the use of weapons not prohibited per se, and we would support this approach, but consider this could be done in addition to and separate from paragraph 17. Thank you.